First methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
We've gathered tonight to celebrate two events. Not because we try to just combine them together. They're two events which happened on the same day, but two different years in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is known as the Bi'asat or Mab'as, and that is the beginning of the revelation of the Quran. And the other event is the event of Mi'raj or Isra, the ascension of the Prophet to the heavens via Masjid al-Aqsa, from Medina, from Mecca to Masjid al-Aqsa, and from there to Sidratul Muntaha. So I would like to talk tonight, because I talked about Mi'raj before, but tonight I would like to focus on the revelation of the Quran. So basically I mentioned that, you know, we are celebrating Mab'as, which is the revelation of the Quran on the Prophet in the cave of Hira. See, when we talk about the revelation of the Quran, there is two modes of revelation. One is known as Tanzil, and the other is known as Inzal. When it comes to Tanzil, you know, for example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word Nazalna, what that means is we are talking about gradual revelation of the Quran, which started on the day of Mab'as, on the 27th of Rajab, 48th year of the Prophet's life in Amul Fil. And it continued gradually for about 22 years until the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is known as Tanzil, which started in Hira, cave of Hira, continued gradually for 22 years. In Mecca, in Medina, in different situations. And this is basically the revelation of the Quran, which was sent down with the purpose of conveying the message through the Prophet to the people. And so whenever the ayat will come, in different occasions, the Prophet would recite them to the people. But the another mode of revelation of Quran is known as Inzal, where the words would be Anzalna. For example, what do you say? Inna Anzalnahu fi Laylatil Qadr. That is Inzal. And Inzal means sending the entire Quran in a complete form, not in a piecemeal form, not gradually, all together. And this was a personal favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was only between the Rabb and the Abd. That revelation of Quran known as Inzal was not for the people. And it happened every year as long as Rasulullah was alive in Laylatul Qadr. Now we don't know which was the Laylatul Qadr, eve of 19th or 21st or 23rd. But in his lifetime, from that beginning of the revelation till the end, every year in the month of Ramadan, the entire Quran would be revealed to his heart, and this was only for him. Actually, he said, when the last Ramadan of his life, he said, you know, this year, Jibreel came twice with the entire Quran. And that is an indication that I will not see next Ramadan. And so this is where we see, for example, if you look at the first mode, Tanzil, gradually, In Surah number 17, ayat 109, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُرْآنًا فَرَقْنَاهُ لِتَقْرَوْا عَلَى النَّاسِ عَلَى مُكْثٍ. Allah says, the Quran we sent down, we divided it, the revelation of it, so that you may read that to the people gradually. وَنَزَّلْنَاهُ تَنْزِيلًا. So tanzeel here is the revelation in a gradual form, which took about 22 years. Whereas when you look at إِنَّ أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ, there it's talking about revelation of the Quran in a complete form on the heart of the Prophet, which was only for him. Or for example, even in Surah number 44, ayah 2, وَالْكِتَابَ الْمُبِينِ إِنَّ أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ. And so there are two different, you know, modes of revelation that we are talking about. And so for Quran, for us, basically, is a holy book like any holy book of the other religions. But for us, this is a very special book. It is considered to be the literal words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed upon the Prophet. It is not the book of Rasul. It is not, these are not the words of Rasulullah. These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I said earlier, unlike the Ten Commandments, which all came together to Musa alayhi salam in a written form, the Quran was revealed for the sake of the people, you know, not all at once, but in the form of tanzeel. The name Quran itself, the word Quran, means recital. So it didn't come in a book form. Jibreel came when the first ayat came with Iqra, read. And from Qara'a you have Quran. And this is where it means the recital. And so this was a revelation to the Prophet so that he may recite it to the people. And he actually used to ask some of the companions who were mostly close to him. And of course, Ali was the closest. Whenever the ayat of Quran or the ayat would be revealed, he would call one of them and he would say, write it down. And so when we talk about the compilation of the Quran, we have to realize that, you know, the arrangement of the verses of every surah was done under the supervision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So even the ayat in Surah Baqarah, which is the longest one, from beginning to the end, the sequence of the ayat of Surah Baqarah was under supervision of Rasulullah. Whether the order of the surahs themselves were done under his supervision, that's debatable. So we believe that the Quran is intact. Every surah is complete, and it was compiled under the supervision of Rasulullah himself. Now, whether it was after Al-Fatiha was Surah Baqarah or another surah, that's a matter of, debate here. And that's where we see, even among the Sunnis, they say it was compiled by first Khalifa or second or third. It was the third Khalifa who standardized the order of the surahs, not the order of the ayat of each surah. And that is what we believe, that it is complete. You know, whatever issues we have with them is the issue of the interpretation of the ayat of Quran.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد
Oh, وصل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.